me slip away.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
It's time for the 1 minute science countdown, where I give myself 60 seconds to talk about cool scientific discoveries that have happened across the globe this past week. And there's no way I can possibly condense all those discoveries and scientific research into a mere 60 seconds, and I'd have to speak a bunch of different languages to do so. I'm just going to pick the ones that were the most interesting to me. Oh, and the reason why we're using the soundtrack of Bill Nye the Science Guy in the background is because the actor and comedian who plays Bill Nye, well, he got an honorary degree from the university where we are broadcasting from, Simon Fraser University. Okay, 60 seconds, science countdown, let's go. Archaeologists in Nankel Village found a mural tomb scanned with three-dimensional data collection equipment. Led by Yi Tao Yu, PhD, a team of researchers from the University of Rochester Center for RNA Biology, they designed an artificial guide RNA, a piece of RNA that can modify other types of RNA, to target mRNA molecules that contain early stop signals. The French-German research group led by Dr. Carlos Marquis from the École Normale Supérieure in Lyon, France, and Professor D. Jan Behrens from the University of Freiburg's Institute of Physiology, they collected evidence refuting the standard model of electroporation. And that's been the scientific headlines that caught my attention this past week.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I keep the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie. Turn around, go to town, boot scoot boogie.
treated like a consolation. The old man's out of prison in time for Thanksgiving. Mama can't stop grinning. Say what you want, but a winner's a winner.
You got something better than you have.
What better way to spend your Monday afternoon than by listening to a bit of a history highlight? On this day in history, March 13th, 1988, the Saikan Tunnel, the longest tunnel in the world with an undersea segment, it opens between Aomori and Haku Date in Japan. On this day in history, in 1781, William Herschel discovers Uranus, the planet. On this day in history, in 1800, Mustafa Reshid Pasha, an Ottoman politician, was the 212th Grand Vizier of the Ottoman Empire. He was born today. On 1989, Robert Wickens, a Canadian racing car driver, was also born. On this day in history, in 1826, Pope Leo XII published the Apostolic Constitution, Quo Gravoria, in which he renewed the prohibition on Catholics joining free masonry. On this day in history, in 1969, Apollo 9 returned safely to Earth after testing the lunar module. On this day in history, in 1971, Rockwell Kent, an American painter and illustrator, passes away. As in 2020, Breonna Taylor died, as did in 2014, Ahmed Tijan Kaba, a Sierra Leonean economist, lawyer, and politician, the third president of Sierra Leone. And tomorrow, on March 14th, 2013, this day in history, Xi Jinping became the seventh president of China. It's time for some events, concerts, holidays, and more. St. Patrick's Day, the death day of Ireland's patron saint, a Christian missionary, is celebrated on March 17th by wearing green, shamrocks, and drinking alcohol. On September 23rd, the Arctic Monkeys are coming to the Lower Mainland. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, they released a trailer for their new video game available May 12th. The Christian month of Lent has begun, which will end on Easter Sunday, April 9th. Spring break, or reading break, is full on for all those students up in school, originally created to stop students from killing themselves because of intense loads of study material during the grayer weather. Oh, and The Mandalorian is streaming on Disney Plus now.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to me croon on and my music picks for this past hour. Stick around for Typically Tuesdays. They're coming up next on CJSF 90.1. I was your host, Alexander, of The Generic Alternative. And just reminding you that this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people, the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kokwil-Am. If you want to find us online, we're at cjsf.ca or the SoundCloud. And you can also find us on various programs on or various social media platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, Meta, maybe even Mastodon, Parler, Gab, Truth Social. You're just going to have to try and search us out. We're out there on the cyberspace. Thank you again for listening and enjoy the rest of your